start by making a plan. And making a plan, it can be, you know, when I was running, I started out trying to get around the block. And I tried to get around the block twice. And one beautiful spring morning, I went out and getting around the neighborhood. I was feeling good. And I got done. I couldn't believe I could run that far. I got in the car 2.75 miles. I was freaking out that I could run that far. Then I saw the 5 mile race coming up and I ran it. And they finished last in the age group. Then I moved to California right after that. And I saw a 10K coming up and I ran that. And then that was 2 years later. I was running marathons under six minutes per mile. So I did it because I thought I didn't want to get to be 40 years old and a candidate for a heart attack or a stroke. Or overweight, and I was almost 30 years old at the time, and we had no heart attack history in the family, but we did have three of my four grandparents that had strokes in their 60s, and I don't want to have that happen to me. That's why I started it. So I got it because I thought I needed to do it. Then I got comfortable with it. Then I got pretty good at it. But make a plan. When I was marathoning, I would write out 3 months ahead of time of the race what every day's run was going to be, and I would stick to that religiously, no matter hell or high water. You write it down, you share your plan with others. That's something that Tom Foss really hit on when he shared this up, did the seminar with a couple years ago. Share it with others because now it makes you more obligated to stay with it. Write it down. Keep a diary or a log. I've got a log of every single run I've done since I started running in 1977. I can go back and pull up and tell exactly what I did on such and such a day. One thing I learned a long time ago, this was in a business journal, I think, never make a decision under pressure. When you sit down to decide what am I going to do, how am I going to go about it, and build your plan, don't do it under pressure. Pressure is when the alarm clock goes off. That's pressure. So you make a goal, and you know, when you're doing something like you've got a specific goal, like running a 26-mile marathon or a 100-mile race to the mountains, you got to be more specific. Since I retired from racing in 1993, I've been less specific because I know my body pretty well. I can pretty much know what I need to go do. But I got to get 1,000 miles in for the year. And then I got to get 1,200 miles in the year because I've been doing 500 and 600 for several years after I quit racing. The last couple of years, last year, I think you start off, you say, maybe I could get 100 miles every month. And then partway into the year, I said, maybe I could average 125 per month, which is easier to do than the 100 miles a month. And I got them both. This year, so I'm going to quit the 100 mile per month thing because it's just too much obligation. I don't need to do it to stay in shape. But so far, in 4 months, I got four months of 100 miles shot. So those are pretty silly goals and arbitrary goals, but they keep me motivated and make sure I get out the door every day. Next slide.